Once upon a crescent moon, when the stars fill the sky and the blankets are pulled up tight, it's time for a story. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for joining us every Friday. Your favorite stories are now beautifully illustrated storybooks, perfect for bedtime. Visit underacrescentmoon.com/books to bring one home. Now for tonight's story.
Hey, Baba.
Assalamu alaikum, Yusuf. That was a very quiet... Hey, what's going on?
Wa alaikum assalam.
No running to the door tonight? You feeling okay?
I'm fine. I just have so much homework. It's not fair, Baba. I have math and reading and I have to write about what I learned in science class.
That does sound like a lot.
Why do I even have to learn all this stuff? I'm never going to use it. I just want to play my video games. Ahmad gets to play every day after school. His mom doesn't make him do homework first.
So you think learning is a waste of time?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, when am I ever gonna need to know about how plants grow or what 7 times 8 is?
56.
See? You already know it. So why do I have to learn it too?
Come sit with me, Habibi. I want to tell you about someone.
A prophet?
How did you guess?
It's always a prophet, Baba.
Fair enough. This one is a prophet named Idris, alayhi salam. He lived a very, very long time ago, and he loved learning more than almost anything in the world.
More than video games?
There were no video games back then, Habibi. But I think if there were, yes, he would have chosen learning. Let me tell you why.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Long, long ago, so long ago that the world was still young, there lived a man named Idris. He was born in the great city of Babylon, and he was the 5th generation from Prophet Adam, the first human being. Idris grew up following the teachings of Prophet Adam and his son Seth. Peace be upon them both. He learned about Allah. He learned about right and wrong. And he wanted to know everything about the world that Allah had created. And here is something remarkable, dear listeners. It is said that Idris was the very first person in all of history to write with a pen. Before Idris, people remembered things by telling stories to each other, passing words from one mouth to the next. But Idris picked up a pen and made marks that held meaning. He put words onto something that could last. He wrote things down so they would not be forgotten. Think about that, the very first person to write. Every book you have ever read, every note your teacher has ever written on the board, every story that has ever been put on paper, it all goes back to this moment. A man, a pen, and the desire to learn and to share what he had learned.
Can you imagine that, Yusuf? A world where no one could write anything down?
That would be weird. How would you remember things?
Exactly. You couldn't. Not easily. Idris saw that problem, and he solved it. Because he was curious. Because he wanted to learn. And that's not all he did.
Idris looked up at the night sky, at the stars and the moon, and he studied them. He wanted to understand how Allah had arranged the heavens. He observed. He thought. He asked questions. It is said that he was among the first to study the stars and the movements of the sky. And Idris did not keep his knowledge to himself. He called his people to what was just and fair. He taught them to pray. He taught them to fast on certain days. He told them to give a portion of their wealth to the poor, to share what Allah had given them with those who had less. But most of the people in Babylon did not want to listen. They had turned away from the path of Allah. They did not want to be told to pray or to give or to be fair. Only a few listened to Idris. So Idris gathered those few faithful followers and left Babylon. He traveled to Egypt, and there he continued his mission, teaching, writing, calling people to the truth. And Idris had wise sayings, words full of truth and beauty. He said, with deep thought and gentleness, "Happy is he who looks at his own deeds and appoints them as pleaders to his Lord." And he said, "None can show better gratitude for Allah's favors than he who shares them with others." And, "The real joy of life is to have wisdom, not gold, not power, not toys or games, but wisdom, understanding, knowing the truth about the world Allah created and living by it." And because of all of this, his devotion to Allah, his love of learning, his patience with his people, his years of teaching and writing and studying and praying, Allah honored Idris in a way that is truly extraordinary. The Quran says, and make mention in the scripture of Idris, "Lo, he was a saint, a prophet, and we raised him to high station. Allah raised Idris to a high station, a place of honor." Scholars tell us this means Allah raised him up to the heavens, higher than most of creation. Not because Idris was rich, not because he was powerful or famous, but because he was truthful, he was devoted, and he spent his life learning, teaching, and worshipping Allah. And in another surah, the Quran mentions Idris among the most honored prophets. And Ishmael, and Idris, and Dhul-Kifl, all were of the steadfast. Steadfast, patient, constant, Idris kept learning, kept teaching, kept praying. Even when most people ignored him, he never gave up, and Allah never forgot.
He was the first person to write with a pen, like, ever?
That's what the scholars say, the very first. And he studied the stars and the sky. He wanted to understand everything about the world that Allah made.
That is pretty cool.
You know what I think, Habibi? I think when you learn about how plants grow in science class, you're doing the same thing Idris did.
I am?
Of course. Idris looked at the stars and said, "Subhanallah, how did Allah make all of this?" You look at a plant and learn how it takes water from the ground and light from the sun, and you're seeing the work of Allah too. That's not a waste of time. That's one of the most important things a person can do.
What about math?
Idris was the first to write with a pen. Writing has numbers in it too, Habibi. Math helps you understand the patterns Allah put in everything. The sky, the seasons, even music. Prophet Idris didn't say, "This is boring, I'd rather play." He said, "The real joy of life is to have wisdom."
The real joy of life is to have wisdom.
And you know what wisdom starts with?
Homework?
Learning. Homework is just one small part of it. Every time you learn something, even when it feels hard, even when you'd rather be doing something else, you're building something inside yourself that nobody can ever take away.
And Allah raised Idris really high because of that?
Because of his faith, his patience, and his love of learning, yes, Allah raised him to a high station. Imagine that, Yusuf. A high station. Not because he had the most gold or the biggest house, but because he was truthful and he never stopped learning.
Okay, Baba, I'll do my homework, but can you help me with the math?
Of course, Habibi. We'll do it together, right after this.
Baba?
Yes, Habibi?
Can you tell me another story tomorrow?
Insha'Allah. Every night, Habibi. Every night. Bismillah. Sleep well, my little scholar.
And so ends tonight's story, and the story of Prophet Idris, from under a crescent moon. Remember, every time you pick up a pen, every time you open a book, every time you ask a question, you are following in the footsteps of one of Allah's greatest prophets. Learning is never a waste of time. It is a gift. New stories are available every Friday. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bring the stories home as beautifully illustrated storybooks at underacrescentmoon.com/books. Prophet Idris is mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Surah Maryam and Surah Al-Anbiya, and his life and wise sayings are told in the stories of the prophets by Imam Ibn Kathir. Translations of Quranic verses used in this episode graciously provided by Clear Quran, with permission from Talal Itani.